Good morning. Happy New Year's, and I bring greetings from the Toronto Chinese Mennonite Church.
早晨, 新年快乐.
We are exposed to a lot more violence in this generation than the past, mainly because of television and media.
因为电视和其他传播媒介，我们所接触的暴力比以往的日子更多。
On any given night when you watch TV, you see enough violence that approaches that of gladiator games in Rome.
我们每晚所看到的电视接触到的暴力，是比我们在那些罗马的战士更加凶残。
When I grew up as a young boy, life seemed a lot more easy.
当我长大的日子，是日子好像很容易过咁。
I worried about getting a flat tire on my bicycle, or maybe the teacher giving us too much homework.
我所担心的只是我的单车是否有没有漏气，或者老师给我是否很多的功课。
But now they say that an average child watches 8,000 murders on TV and 100,000 acts of violence.
但今天，在一般平均的小孩来说，他们要看到8,000次的凶杀案，10,000次的暴力，在电视里面。But
when you reach 18 years old, you see double that amount.
当你去到18岁的时候，你所看到的就是双倍那么多。So
our exposure to violence is pervasive. It's not just on TV.
所以我们每天接触到的暴力是无孔不入的。
We see violence in our schools, our neighborhoods, even in our own homes.
甚至在学校、家里和我们的邻居都常常见到。
We do live in a violent society.
我们生活在一个暴力的社会里面。
And you can't just blame it on greed. You can't just blame it on the decay of society. The reason why our society is violent is because of our heart, the human heart.
我们不可以赖着这个是人的贪心，或者是社会的腐败。归根究底，都是我们的心里面是有狂妄的思想。It
may not be easy to admit, but violence has always been a part of our human condition because of sin.
我们很多时都不肯承认，但是这个究竟都是我们的状况，是因为人是有罪。
This is what God's word says. It's our inherent condition. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因为经文所说，世人都犯了罪，是亏欠了神的荣耀。
So if we continue to deny that we are sinners, then we will always have war and strife.
如果我们继续去否认的时候，我们只是促进我们有更多的纷争和战乱。
Michelle and my wife and I, we enjoy watching TV, and when we get a chance, we like to watch movies.
Michelle and I like to watch movies. We
even watch Chinese movies.
And
one of our favorite movies we watched was a movie called The Seven Swords. It's about seven sword masters who fight against the evil Ming Dynasty.
是有七个剑客，他们联合一起去打当时明朝一些腐败的政权。
So it's an action movie. There's a lot of fighting, a lot of people die, and it's very violent.
是一个武打的电影，有很多人死，有很多的打斗，很残酷的。
But the more that people die, the greater is their revenge and the need to hurt somebody back.
越多人死，想报复的心就越强。They're
motivated by anger to take revenge for their friends' deaths.
他们动机是生气，他们想为他们死了的朋友去报仇。
So the entire theme of the movie is justice by revenge.
咁呢套電影嘅主題咧，其實咧就係為咗正義去報仇。
And it seems that in most Chinese movies, revenge is the most popular theme.
係好多嘅唐人片咧，都係用報仇咧做一個主題嘅。
So if you've been insulted or offended, you have to protect your honor by taking revenge.
所以當你受咗侮辱嘅時候咧，你就要保護自己嘅尊嚴啦，以致你就去報仇。
So if you hurt me, I will hurt you, your brother, your sister, your uncle, and your dog.
所以如果你傷害咗我嘅時候咧，我會傷害咗你，傷害翻你，你嘅家人，甚至你只狗。
Revenge, it seems to run in our blood.
这个报仇呢就是流在我们的血里面。
It's about fighting, getting even.
是要打翻转头，打成平手。
And you don't have to go to the movies to see revenge.
我们不需要去看电影才看到报仇这件事。
It's an outgrowth of what? Our human sinful nature.
其实在我们人性里面已经是存在的。
I'm sure I told you this story before.
我相信我之前已经讲过这个故事给你听。
When I was a child, I came home from school, and as I came home, I saw that our front windows had been vandalized. Someone threw eggs and tomatoes on our window.
当我是读书的时候，当我放学回家的时候，咁就见到我间屋就被人破坏了，在门口那个窗那里就被人掟了，劈了一些鸡蛋啊，同埋番茄喺度。
And they were kids from just a few houses down the street.
咁就系嗰啲细路咧，就系隔篱邻舍嚟嘅啫。
So I was very angry. I want to take revenge.
我好嬲，我要报仇。
But I did not retaliate right away.
但系我唔系即刻嘅去还击翻佢哋。
I waited until the winter time.
我等到冬天。
I went outside. I took some snow and I made three snowballs.
我出去攞咗啲雪咧，就整咗三个雪球。
And I didn't throw them right away.
唔系即刻掟翻佢。
I waited for the perfect opportunity.
等一个好嘅时机。
I took the three snowballs. I brought it in my house. I put it inside my freezer.
将个雪球咧攞翻屋企，就摆喺我个雪柜里边。
I waited for the whole winter.
等成个冬天过去。
I wanted to fight back, so they could not fight back.
我要掟翻佢哋，以致佢哋唔可以再整雪球掟翻我。
So every now and then I would go to the freezer and look at my three snowballs.
久唔久咧，我就雪柜睇下我啲雪球噶啦。
So when summer came, I was ready.
夏天嚟啦，我就准备好啦。
But when I looked at the snowballs, they had turned into ice, hard.
我睇下我啲雪球啦，已经成为咗一啲冰蛋啦，好硬嘅。
I didn't use it because if I had thrown it, someone would get very seriously hurt.
我始终都冇用到，因为掟到边个都一定死噶啦。
See, taking revenge seems very natural to our human nature.
咁报仇咧系好自然喺我哋人性里边。
No one taught me about it because when my honor or my pride is hurt, I want to fight back.
冇人教我嘅，我自然识噶啦。
This is unfortunately the way that our world works.
好不幸，这个世界就咁运作啦。
Look at some of the very popular slogans in our society.
或者我哋睇下一啲好嘅这个社会嘅口号系点讲。
One proverb it says, "Revenge is sweeter than life itself."
佢话报仇就好甜蜜嘅。
One author he wrote.Revenge is profitable.
另外一个咧就话报仇好合适嘅。
And the famous late President Kennedy, don't get mad, get even.
甚至以往嘅金赖迪总统都系咁话，唔好嬲，只系打个平手。
So you can see this attitude is very ingrained into the human mind.
所以呢个意念咧系根深蒂固嘅喺我哋里边。
So when someone threatens your life, your freedom.The natural response, fight back, get what you should deserve.
所以当我们的主权是被威胁的时候，我们就要去打回转头了。
So people like that idea, an eye for eye, a tooth for tooth. It sounds like good justice.
所以这个意念就说以眼还眼，以牙还牙，是很公道的。
They say that might is right.
他们就说强权是对的。
This is a very quick way to end conflict. It's very swift.
有一个很快的方法去终止这个冲突。
Violent conflict is one of the world's most serious problems.
这个暴力的冲突是一个很严重的问题。
Since the end of World War II, there have been over 231 armed conflicts all over the world.
自从第二次世界大战，就有230多宗武装的冲突了。These
are just some of the hot zones today.
这些就是今日的情况。
All of us, we've been wronged by someone before.
是很多时都有人得罪我们。
The question is, what do you do when someone takes advantage of you or wrongs you? What do you do?
问题就是当人家占你便宜的时候，你是一个受害者的时候，你做些什么呢？你怎么做呢？
What if at work someone treats you very unfairly?
当你在工作的环境里面，如果你受到一些不平等的待遇的时候，你会怎么呢？
Should you take matters into your own hands?
你是不是要用自己的方法去对付他们呢？
And as a Christian, if we're treated unfairly, what is our response?
当一个基督徒的时候，我们受到不平等的待遇的时候，我们应该怎么做呢？
And this is an important question I want to explore.
这个很重要的问题，我们需要去探讨。
For me, essential to my Mennonite background and spirit and conviction is the life of peace.
以我来说，我是一个门诺会的背景，而我们基本信念是一个和睦的生活。
So peace is not something that we just do. It really is a part and the heart of the gospel message.
而这个和睦不是说我们做些什么不做些什么，而是基本基督的福音的核心来的。So
Jesus came to offer himself so that there's no longer that hostility between us and God.
而主耶稣来，就是他牺牲了，以致人和神是有个和好。
So as followers of Jesus in a violent world, we are committed to find non-violent alternatives.
作为基督的跟随者，我们就要用非武力去解决我们的问题。So
Mennonites are people of non-resistance. We don't go to war, we don't agree in taking human life.
而我们的精神就是说，我们拒绝去争战，拒绝去杀人。
So I, as a Mennonite, we belong to a historic, a peace church.
而门诺会是在历史上属于一个和睦的教会。
So our ideas of peace doesn't come from human philosophy, no.
而这个和睦其实都不是由什么民主的哲学来的。
So the core of what I understand to be peace comes from what and how Jesus lived.
而这个和睦的核心是由自主耶稣的生命来的。So
as a Christian, my conviction and witness, first and foremost, comes from what Jesus taught his disciples.
而我们这个和睦的信念，首先是主耶稣的教导出来的。And
one of the key verses for understanding the life of peace is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 and 39.
主要这段经文是来自马太福音5章38至39节。 So
when Jesus lived, did he live in a less violent world?
所以当时主耶稣生活的社会，也有很多的暴力。No,
it was no less violent.
比我们今天不是少了。As
Jesus became more prominent in his leadership, some of his disciples wanted him to take control, to violently take military action.
当主耶稣渐渐在当地出名的时候，而他的跟从者就想他成为一个是军事强权的尼赛亚。But
he didn't do that.
他没有这么做。He
chose the way of peace.
他选择一个和睦的生活。In
the New Testament, war is universally seen as evil.
在新约里面，争战就视为邪恶的。
In Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 18, Paul says, "Do not repay anyone for evil, evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone."
在罗马书12章17到18节咁讲，佢话唔好以恶报恶，众人以为美嘅事都要留心去做。如果 能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Another scripture, 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 and 2. I urge you then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness.
在提摩太前书二章一到两二节就说，我劝你，我第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Now I need to be honest with you, the topic of peace is not easy for me to preach on.
老实跟你们说，这个和平的信息对我来说都不容易去说。
The reason is when I grew up, I did not embrace a very strong position on peace.
我其实长大其实的时候呢，我都不能够接受到这个和平的立场。
Peace really was not running in my blood.
这个和平呢，其实不是流在我的血里面。
I had a very different view growing up.
我有不同的看法。
I grew up seeing that the world is corrupt and violent, and the only way to respond to that is with rightful power.
我觉得这个世界 是接受不到这个和睦的立场，而唯一是我们可以保持公义公道的时候，就是用武力了。
So I wasn't into this passive stuff of, you know, turning the other cheek, what Jesus taught.
所以我不是能够真的那么被动，是愿意是好像另翻另外一块面被人家打。
I was not a violent person, but I thought the best way to fight fire is with fire.
但亦都我不是一个强暴的人，但是我就觉得最好的方法呢，都是用火救火。
I shared this story, I think, with you before. When I was young, I was heavily influenced by one man.
我或者以前跟你们分享过了，当我是年轻的时候呢，我很被一个人去影响我。
The person that influenced me was this man.
就是这个人影响我了。
I had watched this movie, Rambo, and I do not know why, but as a teenager, something happened to me after I saw this movie.
我就看 Rambo 这部戏了，不知道为什么，总之就给我一个很深的印象了。
After I watched this movie, I thought of myself as him, to become this one-man army.
看完之后呢，我就整天都以为我自己是他，是一个一人的军队。
So,in my free time, I would start to daydream about guns and knives and weapons.
我得闲嘅时候咧，都会梦想一啲武器嘅。
I start to have fascination with knives. I start to buy knives and collect knives.
好中意刀，于是咧我就系买刀啦。
And then I start to buy more weapons. I bought a slingshot, and then I went to buy an air gun.
咁啊，买其他嘅武器咧，就例如嗰啲弹弓啊、气枪啊咁。
So I thought my collection was growing. I was 15 only.
咁咧，我哋嘅收集嘅嘢咧，系当我十五岁嘅时候咧，就越收集越多啦。
So with this influence, it influenced the way I approach war.
咁咧就系咁样去影响我，以致咧我系用咁样去睇呢个战争嘅。
There are several views and approaches to war.
系有几个唔同嘅理论啦，去睇战争。
There are three or four theories about war, and they have, you know, very good arguments for each.
咁有三四个唔同嘅理论啦，系大家都有佢嘅支持点。
So on the far left side, you can call that the pacifist view, non-violence.
喺其中一方面咧，我就系睇到一个唔用暴力嘅，系一个和平嘅主义。
There is never a situation where you take up arms and kill another person.
系。无论咩情况底下咧，我哋都唔用武力去征战嘅。
We want to uphold the teaching of what Jesus taught us.
我哋系跟足主耶稣嘅教训。
But then on the other end, on the right side, we have what is called the just war theory.
喺另外一方面咧，就系有呢个正义去之战。
And Christians also hold to this view.
基督徒一样系用呢个方法去睇嘢。
So the just war theories means that if a life is violated or threatened, then a person's or people, in order to protect that life, you might have to go to the battlefields to fight.
这个意思呢，就即是说，当我们生命受到威胁的时候呢，无论一个人是或者一班的人去威胁我们呢，我们都要维护自己的生命呢，那我们就要去打仗了。
To me, that made sense. Rambo did that, right?
对我来说呢，正义之战呢，是讲得有道理的，最少Rambo 都是这样做啦。
There should be a legitimate reason for war, no?
是很合理的原因去打仗。
We can't just sit there idly and let violence overwhelm us, right?
我不能够坐以待毙的。
So I could not accept this pacifist view and let evil reign.
我不能够是接受这个和平主义，这样罪恶就横行。
So if you asked me a couple of years ago, I agreed with the just war theory.
那你几年前问我呢，其实我是同意这个这个争战的方法的。
That's the way that I saw things.
我就是这样看东西的。
But my view has been shifting.
但我看东西的方法改变了。
Through my reading, through talking with pastors, and more importantly, you reading God's word, my view is shifting.
是因为我看不同的书，或者跟不同的牧者去谈，我的看东西的观点角度就是改变了。
Today I cannot hold on to this just war theory because it contradicts what Jesus taught.
今日我唔能够再保持呢个正义之战嘅睇法啦，因为呢个同主耶稣嘅教导系有抵触。
So I want to look at the key passage which informs us how we approach conflict.
咁而家咧，我带大家睇一段嘅经文，是点样去当我哋有冲突嘅时候，应该点去处理咧？
Passages from Matthew chapter 5, verse 38 to 43.
是马太福音五章三十八节。
Let me just read for you verse 38 there. It says, if you heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
他这样讲就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Now, this is a very familiar verse that comes directly from the Old Testament. Listen, verse 38.
就是其实是很大家都熟悉的经文是来自旧约。
So Jesus basically saying that everybody knows the Jewish law that this is in fact what is allowed for you.
其实人人在这个犹太人的律法里面都知道呢，刚才这个律法呢是准许的，是批准的。
So according to the Old Testament, if someone punches you, you can punch them back.
即是说人家打你一拳，你可以打回他转头。
If you lose a tooth from someone, you have the right to take a tooth away.
如果人家打甩你的牙，你可以打甩回他的牙。
This was accepted. The Jews knew this.
是大家都接受到的，犹太人是接受到。
But there's one thing very important to understand.
是一件事大家要好留意。
In all of these cases, it had to be decided in a court.
其实所有这些的决定呢，是由是法庭里面去决定的。
It was never a private thing between you and the individual. It was always in a public court that decided this.
永远呢都是公众在法庭里面决定，而不是私人的决定来的。
So why could you not take matters into your own hands?
咁所以你点解要用自己的方法去解决呢？
First of all, it made sure that the judgment was fair.
首先我们要保证这个法律是公平的。
And the second reason was to make sure that no one took personal revenge.
另外呢，就是我们要防止私人的报复了。
The beauty of the Old Testament law is it had to be fair and it was fair.
而旧约的律法的美丽的点呢，就是说它是很公平的。
It's fair for the criminal, it's fair for the victim.
无论受害的或者是害人那个都是公平的。
So the law was unambiguous. It was, compensation was always exact.
所以是一点都不含糊，很清楚的。而他的赔偿也很严格的。
So according to Jewish law and custom, you cannot take personal revenge.
所以按住犹太人的律法来说，是不让你去报仇。
But we know the human nature. We want to take matters into our own hands.
但人性咧就中意係用我哋自己嘅方法去搞掂佢嘅。
We want to have justice, especially if we've been treated very unfairly.
我哋要公道啊，特別係當我哋自己係不平等嘅對待嘅時候。
Just think about the way that you drive.
特別係諗下我哋點樣揸車咧。
How easily you are offended when someone violates your freedom.
當我哋揸車嘅時候咧，我哋好多時咧都係會嬲怒嘅。
Some people have serious and extreme road rage.
係去到一個極點，去個極端嘅時候咧，我哋嘅反應係點咧？
So this is what Jesus is preaching against. He says, "Don't take matters into your own hands."
主耶穌就咁教我哋啦，就話唔好用我哋嘅方法去。
That's why in verse 39, he gives us the opposing teaching. He says, But I tell you, do not resist an evil person, and if someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
所以在第39節裡面，主耶穌教我們另一個方法去處理，就是說，當只是我告訴你們，不要與惡人作對。如果人打你的右边，连左边面亦都要转过来由佢打。
Honestly, this sounds very extreme, very foolish even.
好偏激，亦都好愚蠢。
Who in their right mind would actually do this?
边个正常人会咁样做先得噶
？I could accept someone doing wrong and not fighting back. I can accept that.
我只係能夠接受得到，如果人哋傷害我，我最多唔還手嘅啫。
But who would turn the other cheek and accept and welcome more violence? Who would do that?
邊個會連另外嗰邊面都轉過嚟俾人打先得㗎
？I'm not sure if I could do this. I would at least try to defend myself.
我就做唔到啦，至少我都會保護下自己啊。
So Jesus is saying something that seems impossible to do.
而主耶穌教我哋嘅嘢根本就做唔到嘅。
So, are we supposed to follow what Jesus said literally?
咁我哋其實係咪由字面跟住係主耶穌 exactly 去咁做咧
？I couldn't seem to get my head around it because it didn't seem it was possible to do.
我真係唔明白，因為我覺得根本就做唔到。
I'm sure as a Christian, if you've been a Christian long enough, you have heard this and read this many times.
相信大家如果作為基督徒。喺一段日子嘅時候咧，都聽過呢段經文好多次噶啦。
If someone strikes you on the right cheek, you turn to the other one and offer it.
如果有人打你右邊面，連左邊面都要轉過嚟俾佢打。
Now I want to help illustrate this in a new way.
我想幫大家去解釋一下，有一個新嘅方法去解釋。
This illustration comes from Professor Walter Wink at Auburn Theological Seminary.
呢個係由嚟自一個 Walter 嘅。神學的教授這樣說
And this interpretation gives me new understanding what Jesus taught.
而他的解釋呢給我有一個新的亮光
Now, I need two volunteers to come up here.
我需要兩個人上來去幫我去解釋兩個自願的人
Two volunteers.
自願有兩個人上來幫幫手呢
How about brave gentlemen? How about SK? You come up here.
SK, 麻煩。
And another gentleman. Another brave gentleman.
有另外一個弟兄。
Okay, I know these are two gentlemen and they would never do violence to each other, but I want to illustrate something. Now, I'm going to ask SK, you turn, face each other.
大家望住大家。
Okay. And you're John? Okay, John. Now, SK, I want you to strike him on the right cheek.
SK 呢就用右手去打佢右边。
Are you right-handed? Are you right-handed?
预备好未?
You're right-handed, aren't you? This is going to be real, right? If you fight, you're going to fight with the right hand, right? Okay.
右手打右边面。
Okay, hit him on the right cheek. See what it looks like. Okay, you notice that. The right hand hitting the right cheek, the physics is something not right with that, is it?
留意右手去打佢右边面喺物理学上咧，好似有啲系打唔到嘅情况。
It does not make good contact. Why would your right hand hit him on the right cheek?
右只手打右边面，点都打唔到喎。
It doesn't feel like very effective, does it?
唔系咁有效率去打到佢喎。
Now, how can you actually use your right hand to hit him on the right cheek? What way can you do that?
怎样才可以用右手打到他右边面呢？怎打才打到呢？
Oh, yes, a backhand, right? Backhand. Okay.
没错了，就是反手去打。
The meaning of a backhand hit is very different than a forehand hit.
反手和正手去打的意义是很不同的。
When do you see someone using a backhand hitting somebody? What context do you see that?
是几时去见到人是用右手去打人家的右边面呢？
Often it is a master hitting a slave.
很多时就是一个主人是打他仆人。
Or a parent hitting a child.
或者父母打仔女。
Or a Roman hitting a Jew.
或者罗马人打一个犹太人。
So usually the person hitting is of a higher social class.
打人嗰个咧就通常系位高权重嘅人
，and the receiver is usually lower class。
系被打嗰个咧，通常系低级嘅，喺低级啲嘅喺社会上边。
So when the person doing the hitting with the backhand, it's not meant to hurt them or to injure them。
当佢系反手去打人嘅时候咧，系唔系想去蓄意嘅去伤害佢嘅
？What?It means is to humiliate them, to degrade that person.
但其实呢就是想去侮辱人家或者羞辱人家。
So what you're doing is, you're saying, get back in line.
其实就是说叫他你回到自己那个低等的层次那里。
Go back to where you belong.
回到你那个的阶层。
And as Jesus was teaching this, most of the people that were listening were of lower social class.
但当主耶稣教导的时候，他听他讲嘢嗰班人呢，都是一些低层次的人。
Okay, now let's get back to our volunteer. Okay, now you, John, offer the other cheek.
现在 John 呢就被另外一班的 SK 打了。
And now you hit him again.
再打过。
Yes.That makes good contact, right? The physics is right that time.
嗱，今次咧就打得硬啲啦。
So when you turn the other cheek, the meaning is suddenly changed.
当你转埋另外一边面俾佢打咧，个意思咧突然间转咗。
All of a sudden, the power has shifted. You now, John, are saying, you cannot do that to me.
突然间呢个权力架构咧就改变咗啦，咁啊 John 咧就话你唔可以再咁样去对我。
It says I am not lower than you。
我唔系低等过你。
I refuse to be treated this way。
我拒绝你咁样去对我。
I am equal to you, a human being in God's eyes。
我同你系平等，因为我都系神所做嘅。
So what John is saying, I refuse to be oppressed and put down.
我是拒绝被你的强权的压制之下。
Okay, thank you, our volunteers today.
多谢两位。
I think this is what Jesus is saying here.
我估主耶稣是这样讲。
It's a way of being non-violent, but making a very strong statement.
我哋唔用暴力，但系都可以讲到我哋心里边讲嘅说话。
And this interpretation makes sense to me.
呢个解释系好合理。
So turning the other cheek doesn't mean just being a doormat and letting people beat you up.
另外一块面俾人哋打埋，唔系嘅意思，唔系话我哋要做一张地毡俾人踩。
But it's an alternative which takes that power away from your oppressor.
只不过系另外一个方法去剥夺对方嘅权力。
So I like this third way.
我喜欢这个第三个方法。
There should be never a reason why you need to hurt and harm another human being.
是无论如何点都好，我们不可以伤害另外一个人。
In our culture, Confucius. The great Chinese philosopher, he had some very wise words about revenge.
孔子是中国的一个哲学家，他呢就有这样的智慧的言语了。
He said, before you embark on a journey of revenge, first, dig two graves.
他说你当你从事一个报复的行为之前呢，最好呢就是掘两个坟墓。
Listen to what two other wise men had to say about revenge.
咁你听下智者点样讲喎。
Mahatma Gandhi, he says, if we practice an eye for eye, a tooth for tooth, soon the whole world will be blind and toothless.
而甘地咧就咁讲啦，佢话如果你要以眼还眼，以牙还牙咧，好快呢个全世界嘅人咧都会盲晒同埋冇晒牙啦。
War is never a desirable outcome for any nation.
是争战呢，是世界来讲呢，是永远都不是一件好事。
In the 6th century, the very famous general Sun Tzu, he believed in this principle.
而在第六世纪，中国一个大将呢，就叫孙子，他就是相信这样。
In a very influential book he wrote, The Art of War, he has some wise words.
在他一本很出名的书《孙子兵法》里面，他就这样说。
He said, A distaste for war is the most basic principle for a true king. To win a...
他说一个真正的君王呢，是很讨厌打仗的。
To win 100 victories in 100 battles is not the highest excellence.
百战百胜不是一个上策。
The highest excellence is to subdue the enemy's army without fighting at all.
上上之策咧就系唔需要打仗。
So we live in an unfair world.
我哋生活系一个唔公义嘅社会。
People will try to hurt us unintentionally.
啲人咧系有心嘅害我哋。
They will try to blame you, accuse you, and put you down.
佢哋系要责备我哋、指控我哋、伤害我哋。
What are we supposed to do?
我们应该怎么做呢?
Jesus says, live a life of peace and non-violence.
主耶稣就说我们要和睦的生活。
If someone needs to pass judgment, we leave it to God.
如果要审判的时候呢，就给神去审判吧。
So we have to remember the basic biblical principle. Every man reaps what he sows.
我们要记住这个圣经所说的原则，就是说人种的什么，收的是什么。
So there are consequences to your actions.
我哋所做嘅有个结果嘅。
As a Christian, sometimes you will suffer for your faith.
有时作为基督徒嚟讲，我哋需要系受苦。
When you turn the other cheek, it means different things for different people.
我哋另外一块面俾人哋打，对唔同嘅人嚟讲，可能有唔同嘅解释。
It can mean holding your tongue when you really want to criticize somebody.
或者是当人哋系批评我哋嘅时候，我哋就唔好去闹翻人哋啊。
It can mean letting go of that grudge you have against another coworker。
或者系我哋唔好对其他嘅人系怀恨啦。
When you demonstrate forgiveness and patience and compassion, God will bless us。
当我哋去尝试去学习宽恕同情同埋忍耐嘅时候咧，神都会祝福我哋嘅。
You know,In my history, the Mennonites and Anabaptists, they were really on the forefront of peace, the peace movement in the early church.
在我的派系呢，就是就叫再洗礼派的派系呢，他们所相信的呢，就是一些和平的运动。
But my history also has problems.
但是我的历史，我的派系的历史呢，也都有它的问题。
There was an episode in our history that is a very black mark in the Mennonite history.
是其中一集呢，就有些黑点在里面。
It is a situation that happened in Munster.
是在蒙斯特这个地方呢，就是发生的。
In the city of Munster in Germany, it became a city where there was a radical movement.
在德国的蒙斯达这个城市里面呢，就有很多激进的运动发生。
Many Christians went to Munster because they were persecuted.
基督徒是逃难去那里呢，就因为他们被逼迫。
And the story is a lot like what happened in 1993, if you remember the Branch Davidians and the cult movement.
1993年，如果大家記得嘅咧，就係一啲大衛派嘅事情係發生過。
In 1534, many Dutch-speaking Christians, they were peasants and artisans and farmers, they ended up in Munster City.
1953年就有好多嘅荷蘭嘅人咧，佢哋包括佢哋係有啲農民啊，或者工匠啊嗰啲，佢哋咧就係聚集喺呢個城市。
And one thing they had in common, they were against the Catholic Church about infant baptisms and all those church traditions.
咁佢哋有一樣嘢大家共同嘅，就係佢哋反對嬰兒嘅浸禮，同埋有啲其他嘅聖禮，佢哋都反對。
And they also believed that Munster was going to be the brand new Jerusalem.
佢哋都相信呢個城市咧將會成為一個新嘅耶路撒冷。
They really believed that God would choose this city.And he would come back at that time.
他们相信神去拣选这个城市也都会回来。
Almost all Anabaptists and Mennonites were non-violent, except there was this one group.
其实所有这个派系的基督徒都是非暴力的，除了这个小撮。
This group took up sword and will fight against the Catholic Church.
那这小撮的人就用武力去抵挡当时的天主教的教权。
So in the months that followed, Munster turned quickly into a very religious, fanatical location.
那这几个月当中呢，他们这个派系呢，就成为了一个很宗教狂热的一个派系。
And there was one man, Van Leiden, he pronounced himself, I am the new king.
那这个人呢，叫莱顿，这个人呢，就说叫自己做一个皇帝。
And he even practiced polygamy and having 12 wives of himself.
咁佢甚至咧就系有一夫多妻制，佢自己咧就有12个老婆。
He forced everyone to be baptized against their will.
咁就逼人哋，逼大家都去受浸。
And he was waiting for that final battle and when Jesus would come back again.
咁佢哋就等呢个最后嘅争战啦，咁然后咧话主耶稣就会翻嚟嘅。
But in the summer of 1535, the church had enough. They sent their soldiers into the city to lay siege against the city.
咁喺1953年，天主教嘅罗马教廷咧就话我哋受够啦，咁于是咧佢哋就俾咗队嘅军队咧就去呢个城市里边咧去围住佢围城啦。
They pleaded with them, surrender, surrender.
咁咧就系求佢哋咧就话你哋好投降啦，投降啦咁。
But they refused.
佢哋唔肯。
So in the end, the armies of the church charged in and they defeated all the rebels.
咁于是咧佢哋啲军队咧就冲入去城啦，就打低咗佢哋。
And the leaders and the second in command, they were held in public court and their punishment was to be tortured publicly.
咁呢个皇帝同埋啲高层嘅将领咧，就拉到一啲公开嘅地方咧去审佢哋，亦都去折磨佢哋。
If you go to Saint Laberty's Church, you can still see these cages hanging outside of the church.
咁你去到呢个嘅教堂咧，你就会见到咧呢啲咁嘅笼咧，就一个一个咁吊咗喺上边。
And they had put the human beings in the cage and let them hang there until they died outside.
咁咧，佢哋就摆啲人喺嗰个笼里边，就一路吊住佢哋，直至到佢哋死为止。
This is a very regrettable part of the Anabaptist Mennonite history.
咁其实都系一个好遗憾嘅我哋嘅历史。
They took matters into their own hands. They thought they knew better.
咁佢哋就用自己嘅方法去处理啦。
Now, from a human perspective, there seems like there's only two options when we confront violence.
是以一般人的體驗的角度呢，就覺得其實我們只有兩個方法而已，如果我們面對衝突。
Option one, fight tooth and nail, never give up.
是其中一個呢，就是說打吧，不要打到，打到死為止。
And the second option, just give up and surrender.
第二個方法呢，就是說算了，我們投降，退出了。
It seems to be the case in our human physiology. Naturally, we either fight or flight.
咁其實喺生理學咧，都即係我哋亦都係同樣，一係咧就打，一係咧就走啦。
Is there any other option?
有冇其他嘅方法咧？
There is one option.
有。
It's called the third way.
就係叫做第三類嘅方法。
It's the way that Jesus taught us.
就係主耶穌教我哋呢個方法啦。
It's a way to bring resolution without violence or bloodshed.
就係用非暴力去解決我哋嘅問題。
Let me give you some examples from Walter Wink.
俾大家一啲嘅例子咧。
Some of these things he says. Number two, refuse to submit or accept the inferior position.
第二点咧就系话拒绝去接受一啲弱势嘅地位。
Another thing he says, recognize that you have your own power.
另外咧就系话要认识你自己嘅实力。
Force the oppressor to see you in a new light.
或者係逼嗰啲係壓迫你嘅人咧，係用一個新嘅方法去睇你。
So, pacifism is not just about giving up and curling in a ball.
所以就其實我哋唔係話我哋要係停止，即係話我哋係去走佬啦，唔去回擊啦。
Let me close with this final story.
咁咧，我哋就。結束之前咧，就有一個故事。
2,000 years ago, the Romans enjoyed something called the gladiator games.
2,000 年之前咧，啲羅馬人咧好中意睇依啲有一個遊戲就叫鬥角嘅遊戲。
It was a very entertaining and appealing sort of fight, like wrestling or the ultimate fighting. That's what it's like.
呢個嘅遊戲咧，佢好具娛樂性嘅喎，咁即係好似今天嘅打摔角咁上下嘅遊戲。
If you were a good fighter, you would become famous.
咁如果你係即係打得好嘅話咧，你就好快會出名噶啦。
And this drew many, many, many thousands of people to come watch these games.
好多人嚟睇嘅喎。
And each time a gladiator would fight, he would get paid.
每一次嗰啲戰士去打咧，就有錢收嘅。
And if you survive 3 or 5 years of fighting, you were free to go.
如果你三五年你都係唔使死嘅話咧，你就可以自由身去走啦。
And the gladiators fought in the most famous arena called the Colosseum.
咁佢哋通常咧喺一個係鬥獸場裏邊去打嘅。
And Christians were often thrown into the Colosseum to be fought with.
咁啲基督徒咧，好多時咧都係抌入呢啲鬥獸場壁嘅去俾人打嘅。
And the public found it amusing that people would be killed in this kind of fighting.
咁啲人咧就覺得好具娛樂性啦，就係親眼見到啲人係咁俾人打死。
But at that time there lived a Christian monk by the name of Telemachus.
咁喺嗰陣時咧就有一個基督教嘅修士，佢就個名咧就叫特勒。
Telemachus decided to leave the public world for a time of prayer and meditation, and fasting, so he can save his soul.
咁佢就決定係離開呢個世界咧，去一個安靜嘅地方去禱告同埋去默想，以致佢可以係親近神。
So in that loneliness, he only sought God alone.
咁喺一個好安靜好。冇人喺度嘅环境咧，佢就系净系去寻求神啦。
But one day, Telemachus heard the Holy Spirit calling him to leave that life and go to Rome.
咁有一日咧，佢就听到圣灵咁同佢讲，就话叫佢离开佢住嗰度，就去罗马。
And when he was heading towards Rome, he heard all the celebration and music and excitement.
咁當佢去羅馬入到羅馬城嘅時候咧，佢聽到一啲好多嘅慶祝嘅聲音。
Because the Romans they had won a battle against the Goths and they were celebrating.
咁就因為一隊嘅戰士贏咗另外一隊戰士，咁於是咧佢哋咧就係慶祝緊啦。
And being swept along, Telemachus found himself in the great Colosseum.
咁佢一路跟住啲人群入去啦，咁就入咗去呢個鬥獸場入邊。
And as he was in the Colosseum, he saw the brutal images of men fighting each other to the death.
咁当佢睇到就系睇到一个系杀另外一个杀到佢死咗为止。
And Telemachus could not just sit there and watch this happening. He could not sit there and watch humans killing each other. So he ran down the stairs.
And
he's in the middle of the Colosseum. He says, "Stop! In the name of Christ, stop this!"
就大声嗌话, 停止, 停止。
And when the crowd saw this, they thought it was part of the show, and he was making humor, and they started laughing at him.
群众看到一个这么小粒的人在走来走去的时候，以为他在搞笑，于是就大声在笑了。But
he continued, he says, "In the name of Christ, stop, stop running around in the Colosseum."
他就继续说，是奉主耶稣的名，我求你们去停止，停止。
And the people laughed even more, they thought it was funny.
那些人就更加觉得好笑，于是很大声地笑了。
And the gladiators, they were about to fight again, and they pushed Telemachus onto the ground.
那些战士又开始打了，一脚就踢了他。
But Telemachus, he got back up and he said, "Stop, in the name of Christ, stop."
那他在地上又起身了，就要大嗌说，停止，停止。
And after a while, the people realized he was serious.
直至到他不停地说，那些人就开始觉得，咦，他是真的。And
everyone started to go, "Boo, boo," and tell him to go away.
那些人就开始去嘘他了，就说，哎，走到一边吧。And
the gladiators, they had enough.
于是那些战士就说，哎，我受够了。So
they took their sword and they ran it through Telemachus and he died.
于是就一剑将他杀了。And
as he laid there dead, everyone grew very quiet.
那些人见到他死了在地上，就全场都很安静。The
whole arena was quiet.
整个斗兽场都安静了。Then
a few people got up and they left the arena.
然后有几个人起身就离开。And
more and more people quietly and they left the Colosseum.
更多人起身去离开。In
404, the king said that this kind of fighting was no longer legal because of one man.
以致当时的皇帝就说，就因为这个人的缘故，我们就要停止这个血腥的运动了。This
cost Telemachus his life.
而这个修士的生命就是献上了他的生命。We,
not many of us are called to pay with our life. We're not called to be martyrs, not many of us.
我们大家都不是说叫我们做一个烈士去牺牲。But
Jesus came to live a life of peace, and he calls us to live a life of peace.
但主耶稣来到我们当中，是生活一个和睦的情况，他亦都叫我们和睦的生活。Jesus
so showed us the example. He submitted to the will of the Father and listened to him.
主耶稣给我们一个好的榜样，就是他是摆低自己的主权，而是听父神的旨意。It
is not easy to live a life of peace in a violent society.
实在是在一个这么暴力的社会里面，是一个和睦的生活，实在很不容易。The
peace that comes from Jesus, people can't understand it. People can't comprehend it.
是这个和睦生活，实在不是那么多人能够理解得到。But
we need to ask God for his wisdom and humility so we can live our life as Jesus did.
所以我们也要求神给我们有智慧，有谦卑去生活，成为一个和平的人。Let's
pray.
我们一起祷告。Heavenly
Father, as we examine our own hearts, we know that we are not good people. We have ulterior motives. We harbor grudges. We are prideful in our ways. But Lord, you showed the perfect example of forgiveness, of peace. And the reason we have peace with you is because of your Son. And because of your Son, we are to also live the same. It is exceedingly difficult to do that. But Lord, that's why we need your wisdom. That's why we have to be connected to you. Living a life of peace doesn't mean giving up, but it means boldly proclaiming justice. And at times, that may mean people will come against us. But Lord, you called us to do that, to take up the plight of the homeless, the needy, and the poor. Lord, give us wisdom as we continue to worship you. In your name we pray.